You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is the A's edition of the MLB.com Extras podcast. I'm Jane Lee, the A's beat writer for MLB.com, and this week I am joined by a special guest, Vince Catronio, the A's radio play-by-play man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jane. This is a little bit different. I always make you work for us on our pregame show.
Yeah, this is different for me, so we'll see how this goes. Now, you live here in Arizona, so you reported several months ago. How nice is it to have spring training in your backyard?
It's great. I mean, it's an opportunity to go out to the ballpark and then actually come home and relax. It's much different during the regular season because I am gone from my family for 6 months. But spring training is special. My wife was from Arizona. We've been here 8 years, so it's a good fit. It's very comfortable. I can go at my own pace and enjoy, obviously, the weather. A little warmer than we like this year so far, but it's been nice.
Now, from a broadcaster standpoint, how important is spring training for you? Maybe just that time to get to know a lot of the new guys, reestablish relationships. What do you take in during spring training?
I think all the above there, and especially with our club, because there's more turnover again, new arms in the bullpen, some new players even recently acquired, like Chris Coughlin and Chris Davis. You want them to get used to just seeing you around and getting an understanding of where you are in the grand scheme of things with the organization. Hopefully guys that have been around like Steven and Sonny and Josh, if our names come up, myself or Ken, that they say good things about us, that we work for the club and we want to represent it in the right way. So that's the main thing, just going out, shaking hands, trying to meet as many of the players. Certainly different this year with so many impressive young players. You want to see some of them perform and see how they kind of lay their foundation and hopefully leave a good mark. So spring training is still very casual. We only broadcast the weekend games, but I'm at all the home games and just being around Bob and staff and the players.
You mentioned, all the young guys here. There's obviously a lot of them, a lot of exciting names that, maybe for the first time in a while, guys that, you can actually see, really, really kind of progressing and not being too far off from helping this club. Are there certain ones that you've seen? I know we've only been here a couple of weeks, but that really stand out to you?
Well, Matt Chapman, I think, is at the top of the list for me. Made that great defensive play in the inter-squad game. He has shown even more power. Those of us that remember the day that he signed or he had the workout at the Coliseum, that was as an impressive a workout for a draft pick that I had seen in a long time. And from what I understand, he's gotten even bigger and stronger. So if he can stay healthy, that's encouraging. Certainly want to see Franklin Barreto. He's at the top of the list. I think Matt Olson has kind of eased himself in a little more of a comfort because he's been in big league camp before, and I think he's still extremely well thought of. Those are the ones that are at the top of the list. There's certainly Renato Nunez, Ronhel Ravelo, and some others as well. But you also got to remind yourself, while I want to see these young players, the purpose of spring training is to get the players that are going to be on the roster ready to play. So there is a little bit of a balance on how much I think we'll see of those players.
Definitely. Now, of the new guys, there's obviously a lot of them. There always are here. But as the winter progressed and you saw the moves that were being done, was there one where you thought, that really stood out to you and thought, this he could be a difference maker?
Well, certainly with the A's issues with the bullpen last year, you felt like they had to do something there. They had 23 losses with a lead after the fifth inning last season, which was the worst in the league. So improving upon that, whether you want to say Ryan Madsen or John Axford or Liam Hendricks or Mark Szczepanski all new, I think you could pick any one of those. For me, I think it's Hendricks. He's the true power arm that he hasn't closed yet like a Madsen has or like an Axford has. But I still think his lane is sixth and seventh inning. But who knows? Maybe if he performs well, you might see him pushed a little further based on what's happening. And I think from the veteran guys, watching Sean Doolittle's first outing just, I think, gave everybody a sense of relief because he looked so much more like the Doolittle everybody was accustomed to as opposed to the guy that was fighting back from injury last year.
I think it's interesting you mentioned Hendricks just because, I think Axford and Matson have really been the guys that you kind of hear about more, but obviously Hendricks a really big part of that equation. Now, when you look at the team as a whole, where do you see this team? Obviously, I think the general consensus is that they are going to be better than they were last year, but how do you think, they are going into the season?
I think a couple of things that Bob Melvin wants to work on in the spring is, first of all, his batting lineup. I think he's already been public in saying he doesn't want Billy Burns and Jed Lowrie at the top of the lineup, back-to-back switch hitters. I think he wants to find a balance there. So finding a number two hitter and seeing how the lineup plays behind that, finding a number two pitcher behind Sonny Gray. Right now it looks like it's Rich Hill basically by default. You think Henderson Alvarez, if and when he's healthy in late May, would certainly slide into that role. And I think the other thing that's most important for this club is Ron Washington in spring training since day one. You've got Sonny Gray, Henderson Alvarez, Kendall Graveman, Jesse Hahn, all ground ball pitchers, even Chris Bassett to a certain extent. They've got to be able to catch the ball. Positioning, shifting, and just having that Ron Washington school of baseball, that glove whisperer may be helping. Danny Valencia, who's already been open to it, we know what he did with Marcus Semien last year. Alonso is a plus defender at first base. And then seeing what you can make out of Jed Lowrie and Chris Coughlin at second base, I think that's an important key moving forward. They have to catch the ball.
It's really good stuff. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Jane. Anytime.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.